Last month, Roby Brock with our content partner Talk Business Arkansas spoke with business leaders around the state who said they were confident about 2014 when it comes to revenue, hiring, and capital expenditures. To test that theory in the first weeks of 2014, Roby talked with Lane Kidd with the Arkansas Trucking Association. The trucking industry has been leading others in the state in terms of employment in Arkansas during the recovery from the recession. Kidd began by looking back at the industry in 2013.
2013 was a good time to be in the trucking industry. It was a good time to invest in trucking company stocks. It was even good to work in the trucking industry. 08-09, that whole economic collapse, I think the trucking industry felt it like every other sector. Mm-hmm. Fewer companies today or in 2013 than there were then. And those fewer are reaping the benefits of increased freight volume. And Arkansas is home to some of the best trucking companies and private fleets out there.
So when I talked with Judy McReynolds a couple of weeks ago and asked her for some predictions on 2014, here's one of the things that she said. She said that she actually anticipates slow growth in general in 2014. Do you think growth is going to be slow in 2014, or are you a little more upbeat?
Well, I'm a little more upbeat than that, and I think, you know, you have to look at the trucking industry much like you do any other. You have executives for publicly owned companies. You have owners of privately owned companies. The best barometer on where the industry is to ask the owner of a privately owned company, how's business?
Why is that?
And if he doesn't say much, you know it's great.
Is it anybody to know? Huh?
Yeah, and you know the industry is finally, I think transportation costs as a total cost of product is a little bit higher. And to some degree, manufacturers might think, well, I wish my transportation costs were not quite as high as they are. However, as a percentage of overall cost of manufacturing mm-hmm. and distribution, transportation is back to where it was about 1980. So even though we're generating more revenue, we're really, as a percentage of the overall cost of a product, back to where we were about 20 years ago.
One of the barometers that you look at in the trucking industry, and it's good for looking at the economy as a whole, is tonnage growth and what is happening in terms of freight movement. And one of the things that we saw in 2013 versus 2012 is that tonnage almost doubled from the previous year. What does that say to you?
Well, it tells you that every sector of the economy is doing better. I mean, you know, all of us who work for an industry like to think that we work for the very best industry there is, that's indispensable. But to a great degree, trucking is one of those industries that sort of transcends every other industry because we serve every other industry. So, you know, people say that trucking is first up and first down. We're a leading indicator of where the rest of the sector industries mm-hmm. are simply because we're hauling more freight. Freight tonnage is up. The Department of Transportation keeps a freight index. It reached its highest level in November of last year. So we see for 2014 solid growth, maybe a little higher than some of my more conservative colleagues would like to say, because expectations are always better if they can be exceeded. But I look for solid growth. Arkansas, the employment figures in Arkansas in trucking are, I think, one of every 12 jobs mm-hmm. are now in trucking.
And you guys are up 3,900 if you look at over a 12-month period there, too. Yet, at the same time, the industry is going to be dealing with a baby boomer crisis in terms of a lot of older truck drivers, people in the transportation business exiting. What's at work to, I guess, adjust for that?
Few industries require as many people as we do because you have to have people in the trucks. But the truck drivers are still only about two-thirds of the workforce. So about a third of the workforce in trucking are in marketing, IT, logistics. Mm-hmm. But the average age of a truck driver today is around 56. And that's getting on up. That's almost as old as me.
Second career for you, Lane. Second
that's right.
Career.
I can hit the road. And so the industry, quite frankly, has not done as good a job in one sector. That's the truckload sector. You mentioned Judy McReynolds. ABF is what we call a less than truckload, in that they haul within each trailer many shipments for many customers. Most freight in the United States is not hauled that way. It's hauled one load of computers from the port of Long Beach to Chicago. Mm-hmm. And that driver is going to have to drive a long way to get to Chicago in a pretty short amount of time. And the lifestyle of a truck driver has simply not been what the industry would like it to be. And so I think you're going to see in the next, say, 10 years, the industry in that long haul segment will start opening more terminals. You'll have what's called relay freight, make the lifestyle a little bit better for the truck driver mm-hmm. so he can actually get home every other day.
Two federal mandates have come down that the trucking industry, I believe, has been supportive of, and there's even an Arkansas angle to it in terms of Representative Rick Crawford and U.S. Senator Mark Pryor, and that deals with devices in trucks to monitor drug and alcohol testing as well as truck driving hours. What's been Arkansas's role in that?
Well, we are fortunate in that we have a congressional delegation who still believe that you can do things in a bipartisan fashion, and I have to congratulate and compliment Congressman Rick Crawford in the House and Senator Mark Pryor in the Senate for actually agreeing to pursue and push these two pieces of legislation together, and they were successful in that they're both included in the recent transportation bill. One is a simple device that goes in every commercial truck that will monitor how many hours a driver has been behind the wheel. We've always used paper logbooks since 1938. We allow the driver to fill out those logbooks, and we trust that he's not exceeding those hours. These devices will take all the guesswork out of that. Mm-hmm. We think that's a good thing. Secondly, we don't think that there should be drug abusers in our trucks. I think most of us who share the highways with big trucks would agree with that. So the clearinghouse is simple in that the federal government requires everyone to pass a drug and alcohol exam before they become a truck driver. If they test positive, they won't be a truck driver. They can go do something else. And their result will go into a clearinghouse, and every trucking company, before it hires someone, will simply check to see if this person has ever tested positive. That's a great way to make sure that we don't have people disobeying the law in that fashion and driving an 80,000-pound rig.
Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from four offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.